All right, we'll bring in the weather god, ladies and gentlemen. Fine, he's back from his trip up to the top of the weather mountain and back. Pat Pagano, good morning, Pat.
Okay, good morning to you, Marshall. And this is definitely a Marshall Miles weather forecast.
This is a terrible Marshall Miles morning. You know what the temperature was at my house when I left this morning?
I would say it probably was maybe 50.
47 degrees. And do you know what it was doing at 47 degrees?
Light rain?
No, it was the light rain had already gone by. It was, I'll call it, just regular rain, not heavy rain or not yet, but a steady rain. And what does Marshall Miles always say about the magic of 50 degrees and rain? There's nothing worse to Marshall Miles than that. Nothing.
Well, it'll go in the mid-60s today with rain heavy.
Now, Mike Cossey said it's 70 degrees. It's about 70 degrees down in where he is in New Jersey.
Yep, that's coming this way.
Okay.
That's where we'll get tomorrow, not today. So mid-60s today and holding in the 60s with rain, drizzle, and fog tonight. Then tomorrow, some of that warm air comes our way. Low 80s, hazy and warm, humid. Showers and gusty thunderstorms. We're under the risk of severe weather tomorrow. We'll watch for that in the afternoon and evening. Then behind that, partly cloudy, maybe a shower Thursday, 65 to 70, and ditto that on Friday. Right now, the weekend looks fine. Typical fall weekend. You were concerned, I was concerned. Looks like a mix of sun and clouds with highs of 70 to 75 for both you and me. So there should be little, if any, problems. You have to go down to the wedding in New Jersey.
Yep.
And I have to go out to Skull Island in Lake Apatka. It's funny because I spoke to the cast Saturday night, and I said, I don't know why, but I just feel like I'm in that movie. And I'm getting on this pontoon that's going to take me to Skull Island, and there's going to be King Kong, and we're never going to come back. And they all were laughing. But needless to say, that is all on. And everybody's actually looking forward to that. It sounds like a lot of fun. It is a mansion. And it is on this island in the middle of a lake. It has its own golf course. It has its own boathouse. Its own game room. Billiards and all of that stuff. 5 bedrooms. Kitchen, dining room, den, glass enclosed porch. Sounds like something that I should really be videotaping. Don't you agree?
Yes. But here's what I want to know is, are you going to supply catered food for them to make them feel like they're actually movie stars?
No, I told them to all bring their own food. I did. Because this past Saturday night, we had to have a party to duplicate a scene in the movie. And I supplied all the food and drink this past Saturday night. So I can't do it again next Saturday. So let them bring sandwiches. It's only during the afternoon. They could eat before they get there and have sandwiches, and that'll be the end.
Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake, yeah.
So let them eat cake.
Yep. So that's the story there. It was an extremely hectic weekend. Very, very
now,
hectic.
Now, it had to be extremely. I want you to do something when you're finished with me.
Yeah.
I want you to listen to your morning forecast you sent me.
Okay.
I want you to listen to it because it had to be a hectic weekend. I want you to listen to it.
Did I say rain heavy at times?
No. It was normal. You started out normal, but then all of a sudden you did the intro for another radio station.
That must be me. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
I can't tell you, folks, how tired I am. I said to my friend David, who also shares in doing some of the video with me, taking the video, I said to him, I cannot do this again next year. And he said, you mean the movie? I said, not the movie. I cannot keep going around to all these locations. Yeah. I am worn out.
Yeah.
And he said, well, we have to find something that you could do right here at the lake. I said, yes. And something that can be done at the studio and something that is less than an hour in length, because this is killing me.
Creature.
And everyone noticed that.
I've been telling you all along, Creature from the Black Lagoon. You could do it right there at the lake. and make the president of the association the creature. You don't even have to dress her up.
she was at the party Saturday night, by the way. She decided that she'll take part in the movie, but that was the extent of it. Being at the party, eating and drinking and dancing.
There you go.
So, I mean, it is really wearing me down, Marshall. I have to tell you, I come back home. I really do come back like a dish rag. Absolutely like a dish rag. And I could hardly even keep my eyes open. And then like a jerk last night, I stayed up to watch Dancing with Who?
Well, that's your problem. You see, I like the Yankees and I like football, but I went to bed. I can't. And I still, when I got up this morning at 3:15,
mm-hmm.
I said, Alexa, set the alarm for 3:45. And I went back to bed for another half hour.
Yeah, boy, that sounds good. Yeah, well, let me tell you, again, I don't know if you caught that. I said I stayed up to watch Dancing with Who.
Yeah, with Who, yeah.
Instead of Dancing with the Stars. It was so unimpressive. So unimpressive. And the judges talking on and on and on. If I'm going to stay up to watch anything from this point on a Monday night, it's going to be The Voice. And it's certainly not going to be Dancing with the Stars. So I've had it there, folks. And I guess I'm just tired all the way around. And this is a big weekend. You know, Saturday we're on the island until Saturday night. Sunday, we're across the lake. This is what I mean. Monday, we're across the lake. And then the following weekend is the big funeral scene, which means I have to redo the entire studio to fix it up as a funeral home. Now, so, and that should be it.
Now, when you're on the island this weekend, can you vote people off?
Wouldn't that be fun?
You can vote people off like Survivor.
Wouldn't that be fun? I just keep imagining myself, you know, in that boat heading for this island, you know, and the fog up on the island as we arrive. And, you know, and then all of a sudden the natives come running out of the bushes and here we go. Kong will be upon us.
That's right. It might happen, or else Godzilla, one or the other.
So what if they forget to come back and pick us up by boat? I mean, there's no other way off that island.
They won't forget because you got to pay them, right?
No.
No?
No, this is all courtesy.
Oh. Have fun.
I have your number, Marshall.
That's right. Well, bring your computer with you because you might be Skyping in from the island.
I have your number. You'll be on the way back from New Jersey, so all you'll have to do is make a left turn to go west.
I can pick you up. You know, I'll be heading out of New Jersey at about six thirty. So,
and we're hoping to wrap and get off that island by about 7:30.
So there you go. So if they forget you, just give me a call.
You have a blow up pontoon that you could put in your car so that you can come over and get me.
I'll put an emergency call into the police department.
Okay, thank you. We're all set then.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.